now. Do you like going shopping? Now, I'm supposed to not because I'm a boy. But I can tell you right now, I love it. Love shopping. Can't get enough of it. Online, I do a bit, but not so much. The reason I'm asking this is my favourite business futurist, Morris Mislowski. He likes to look at things maybe 20 years ahead, 10 years ahead, about how things will look based on how things are progressing at the moment. And this week, he's having a focus on retail. How will our retail, as we know it now, look in the near future? It's a good question, and as I said, Morris, I love a shop. How about you, sir? How are you?
I'm very, very good. So I'm your favourite business futurist.
Well, look, you are my favourite, but I only know one. I will come clean. But do you like shopping? Are you a shopper?
I'm actually not. I am that male stereotypical. I'm the herd shopper. I'll go in, I'll do a lot of damage twice a year. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, it's probably a safe thing anyway, if not for nothing more than your bank account. But what about the future of it? And it's interesting because this is related to Amazon, isn't it? I'm going to let you explain what they're doing, trying to have a look at getting into the Australian market. But what's Amazon got to do with all of this?
Amazon has really caused a ripple around retail over the last couple of years because they've announced that they are imminently coming to Australia, and in the last 3 or 4 months have said that they are now in Australia. They've opened up a distribution, or they're about to open up a distribution centre in Melbourne, which will allow them to have physical goods and a staff here. And they're staffing up towards 1,000 employees that will all work behind the scene. Now, Amazon is that giant online retail that started in the States about 15 years ago that many people in Australia might have used, but they would have used them out of America, delivered into Australia. And they have a vast catalogue of all sorts of curios and things we can't live without, and electronics and clothing. So they offer all of that, and they're often at a very, very good price point and at a very quick delivery.
And, of course, this begs the question then, why shop locally if I can, from what I appear online, looks to be a better value product? But that's the question I've got to ask you first, Morris. What about it? In your time frame, you know, I know you looked forward to 10, 15 years. The physical retail stores that we have now, are they at risk of disappearing completely?
No, absolutely not. It's the same conversation I had, Phil, back when the internet started, when dinosaurs were around and I was told online retailing would do away and you and I would never walk into a physical store. Those conversations were 2007 onwards. We know that the landscape of retail has changed. We can't fool ourselves. We know that some retailers have had to close. Nothing good to be said about that. We know that the way that we shop now has moved to 24/7 online. We're using online, if not to do the purchase, to research the purchase or talk to other people that might have done it or to figure out if we made the right choices. About 60% of everything we buy in a physical sense has a digital tail of some kind, before, after, or during. So all those things have become quite common in 10 years. But the reality is that we are still human beings. I want us to be that forever and ever. We love to go out, we love to shop, and shopping for most of us in the Western world, strangely enough, is not really about the product itself, it's about the outing.
Right, so the event, perhaps grabbing the family and Saturday morning shopping and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it does have a social value.
It does. I mean, it is very, very much part of this social thing that we used to do forever when we went to the local village on a Wednesday or wherever it was. You know, I'm talking about that time when we lived in small villages where we didn't travel far, and that was the central point where we met and we bought and we swapped and we gossiped and we met people. It's not dissimilar now. Yes, we go out there and we want our liter of milk. Of course we want to come back with it. But there's a myriad of ways that we can do it. There's usually a choice that we make for why we want it to be physical. And let's put this into perspective. In Australia, last year there was $300 billion worth of retail sales made. The online sales only accounted for $20 billion.
Wow, that's a lot.
Look, we have this fallacy, and it absolutely is. It has never reached more than 10%. We're told, the statistics are most probably in the next 5 years, and Amazon will push this forward a bit, it must probably go up to somewhere around 12%. But I've never read a statistic anywhere on the globe that says wholesale, online retail will do away with physical retail end of shops. It just doesn't exist, never has.
Yeah, okay. Morris Mislowski, my guest, business futurist. And we're speaking about the future of retail at the moment. Some stores, even common fast food chains, have technology where you literally can order without asking the person to get you your food. You do it via your phone or with an app. There are large supermarkets that have no checkout people working there anymore. You do it electronically yourself. So we're seeing technology enter into the retail space. But that's why we get you, Morris. What more are we going to see than just those basic things in, say, 20 years' time?
We're going to see a myriad of things. It is absolutely astonishing. The reality is that we will have no checkouts whatsoever within our stores, but probably within 5 years, we will be known to the store because we've chosen to do that through an app or through our device or whatever it is that we hook up with. The store will know who we are. When we purchase a product, it'll automatically be debited for our account. If we put it back on the shelf because we've changed our mind, it'll be credited, and we'll just walk out the store. That's one way. But what we're talking about and already experiencing on some smartphones is the reality that the smartphone can guide you towards the best shop for what you want. So you might be looking for a pair of red shoes, or you might be looking for a particular food item, or for a particular piece of clothing, whatever it is. It will actually know in your vicinity which store or stores are likely to have it, the best price and the size for you, and guide you towards that, and then facilitate that for you. So take you into the store, literally show you on the shelves where it is, might be able to virtually try it on or physically try it on or both, be able to buy it or have it shipped to your home. So we're going to see more hyper-personalized experiences happening. But we're also changing the way we shop, which I find extraordinary. 10 years ago, the average person, this is a grocery basket, used to shop twice a week, the average family, and do two big hauls.
Okay.
We are already now up to 12 shopping experiences per family per week in that 10-year period. So we're beginning to do what I call graze shopping, shopping much smaller amounts and for specific items, and that's going to play into this space too.
The changes already. So do you always think there's going to be that requirement that people use the example of holding a book, you know, as opposed to reading a book online? Are we safe to assume that humans, you and I, are going to always want to physically choose our own product in store, and that there will always be the need for a shop front?
Horses for courses is the answer. That there will be times and places and purposes where you and I don't even want to physically see it until it arrives. Much easier just order it, have it delivered, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
But other times you and I just want to go out and we want to touch and we feel it might be the book, it might be the clothing, it just might be for the sense of experience or to find alternatives.
Mm.
For those times, we'll definitely be going out into stores. It just doesn't make sense. But what the store has to be is very different now. I've talked with my retail clients forever that you and I, average consumers, are no longer as interested in owning the asset. We're more interested in having a great experience. We won't put up with shoddy customer service. We won't put up with bad merchandising, which is the way that the store is laid out. If it doesn't have it, we're going to walk out because we're not desperate. And by that I mean that 10, 15 years ago, it was really difficult to find an alternative. I'll just put up with this because it's much easier.
Right.
Today, we don't do that. We jump on board on our line and we say, look, I'm getting me out of here as quickly as possible. Where else can I go? So if the retailer is not up to giving us an experience that's good customer service, good merchandising, good stock, whatever's relevant to that product, then we're just going to march on.
Yeah, hear, hear to that. So Morris, we started with Amazon and let's finish there. It's been doing this for a while, selling online and making a darn good go of it, certainly in the United States of America. What impact might Amazon have on Australian retailers? Will see their approach change somewhat? Do you think it'll have an impact?
It's already had an impact. The reality, well, we don't know if it's a reality, but the statistics are that we believe that Amazon will most probably hold 3% of retail sales in Australia within 5 years. Only 3%. But what I think will be more impactful is what it tells our retailers and teaches consumers, you and I, about the way we might want to shop. Already we are seeing the major supermarkets like Coles playing with immediate delivery. They've done a deal as a test site in Melbourne with Deliveroo that is literally delivering supermarket goods to you within 30 minutes of you ordering it.
Wow.
We're starting to see all sorts of things that Amazon has done for years become part of the discovery of retailers of clothing, of electronics, of other people in Australia, because they understand that we'll learn about it quite quickly, and that will be one thing that we'll compare on. So my advice to retailers has been to understand what Amazon does well, to look at whether that's relevant to your clients and your products, and then to see what elements of it you can bring in yourself. Now, Coles isn't doing its own delivery. They've actually partnered with Deliveroo. There are lots of people, lots of spaces, lots of services that you can use as a retailer that will help you to do what needs to be done. You don't have to do it all yourself, but you have to be aware that your customers, and you when you become a customer, will find out about this stuff.
Do you think there's some, you know, we know a lot of it as far as retail things, you know, the old habits you're taught, when a customer enters the store, don't let them leave, make sure you agree to make eye contact, all those things that over the years we've polished and become good at. Are there things to do with our online shopping experience that we can expect that I suppose we aren't aware of yet? Are there going to be shopping habits? And I mean, I don't care if a computer program is polite to me when I'm ordering online, but even the layout of the page could affect it. Are there things like that that we can anticipate?
Well, you do actually care if it is rude to you, because most people, I mean, me I should say anyway, if it falls over, if it doesn't take your credit card easily, if it makes you fill in 15 forms, just give up.
Yeah, that's true. You do even swear under your breath.
Yeah, and that's still customer service. I mean, to me, that's all under that same banner. I mean, I talk about making paths out of roadblocks is one of my euphemisms I use all the time. And online is particularly good at it. But at the end of the day, these are humans shopping. And we have to make sure the human experience, regardless of whether it's online, offline, or more importantly, most often, a blended experience of both, that they're all wonderful and they're relevant. I mean, of course, for a bottle of milk, you don't want a huge interaction. But where it's a car or something else you do, so be relevant to the time. Understand what it is your customer's looking for from you and offer it regardless of where you're doing it. I've said to my retailers that it's ridiculous to think about the retail cash register just ringing in store anymore, because it might not. But if you give them a great experience and you haven't got the size that they want, you can actually help them to order it from your warehouse in store and have it delivered to home. That's great experience.
Isn't that good service? That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope we get nothing but good service from here on in, Morris Mislowski. Thanks for the chat. Fascinating. And thanks for bringing up shopping, because I love it. And I'll speak to you next week.
A pleasure. Look forward to it.
That's Morris Mislowski. He's a business futurist. What might we expect from the world?